Today is Monday, December 20th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I'm back. Thank you guys for letting me take a week off. So, first of all, for those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, I don't even know what my Twitter handle is. You can look for Geeky Gay TV. And I will, basically, when I announce things or when I, you know, anything about the podcast or whatever that, you know, if I want to make an announcement, hey guys, I'm sick, I'm not going to be recording today. Or, you know, whatever. So you don't think I'm, you know, so you know whether I'm alive or not. That would be on Twitter because I don't use Facebook. And Instagram is reserved for family. I do follow friends, but I don't really do any of the podcasting stuff or anything like that on Instagram. But I'm always keeping up with Twitter. So if you want to, also, if you want to message me on Twitter, if you want to at me at reply or whatever you call it, that's where you can go. So anyway, I put a message on Twitter that I was not going to record last week because I was sick. And you can hear my voice is a little bit, I mean, look, I have a husky voice. My mom has a husky voice. I don't know if it runs in the family or, you know, what it is, but I have a husky voice and some people like my voice. I've had people, you know, say, oh, I love your voice, but it's generally a husky quality to it. But what happened is that, over the weekend, not this most recent weekend, but the one before, after coming back from my haircut on Saturday, which was a big ordeal, I didn't talk about this on Geeky Gay, but two Fridays ago, I had realized at the end of the day that I had a haircut at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. My haircut is 5 hours away for reasons that we've discussed many times if you are a listener who's listened for a long time. And so, my stylist is so busy. She was booked all the way until January 27th if I miss that appointment. And so I had to go to that haircut. And again, for reasons that we've discussed many times. I wear a hair system and literally it would fall off if I don't go. I mean, I have to get adhesive reapplied because I don't want to do any of that at home. I don't want to deal with any of that. Plus, you know, there's blending that happens. I do have hair that has to be cut. And, so I had to figure out, and so I had to leave at 5 p.m. because I had Mix Minus on Friday night and we hadn't recorded Mix Minus for, I don't know, 3 weeks or something, maybe even a month. It had been a long time since we had done a live show. I think Daniel actually spaced out the episode releasing. So the people who just listened to the recorded version probably didn't notice much. And, but I couldn't miss it because that was our first one back after like a month. So I had to take all of my equipment with me to a hotel. Because there was no way I was going to record Mix Minus, go to sleep for 2 hours, get up at, you know, 2 a.m, you know, go to sleep at midnight, get up at 2 a.m. and drive and have an accident because I fell asleep or whatever. So I did that. I recorded from a hotel. Apparently I drove through a bunch of tornadoes because there were tornadoes in the Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas area. And I learned later that, you know, people died, buildings were leveled. I was driving through. There were times when I couldn't see the road because the rain was so bad and it was so windy. Anyway, so I drove home on Saturday after getting my hair cut. And I had started kind of I had a little bit of sore throat It was weird. It was more like a lymph node, not like swallowing hurt on the inside of my throat, but more like the outside, which is really weird, like a lymph node. And then my ear as well on the right side, which could be tonsillitis. It could be, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows? But I thought, oh, I'm fine. I don't know why I thought this. So I went to church on Sunday, but then I got really hoarse, so hoarse that I could not talk, like hardly at all. And I couldn't talk. And so I didn't. And so then Monday I woke up and I had a fever. Sydney is barking. And I had a fever. I had headache. I had body ache. I couldn't talk. And, you know, I'd gone to church on Sunday. I had gone to a lunch. And I thought I just had, you know, laryngitis or something. But then I had the fever. And, you know, and then I thought, oh, my God, what if I gave everyone COVID? That would be horrible. So I took a COVID test. So anyway, I couldn't record because I couldn't talk. I know I sound a little bit hoarse now because I've been in meetings all day and my voice is still recovering. And so when I've been in meetings, it gets weaker. But I could not talk. Like I was talking in a whisper for a couple of days. And I felt a little bit better by Tuesday, so I was able to work. I didn't work on Monday. I laid in bed all day Monday. And slept and watched YouTube videos and, you know, whatever. And then I decided not to record for the rest of the week because I was still recovering and I still couldn't talk very well. And so, you know, I'm getting, my voice is coming back, but it's still, as you can tell, a little bit hoarse. So that's the story of that. But, you know, we had our last Christmas program and that went well. And I took a COVID test and the COVID test came back negative. So I did not have COVID. At least the test said I was negative. And at the same time, I was getting a fever blister. And I ran out of my medicine that I usually take for that. And so I did a doctor on demand to get fever blister medication. And so I took that on Monday. So I don't know. I mean, it was just like all kinds of things were going wrong with my body. So anyway, nothing really to report for that week, though. I mean, I literally was just, I didn't walk. I just worked and, you know, did as little as possible. We did have a Christmas party on Saturday. And because I was negative for COVID and I was probably at 80% by Saturday, I went to the party. I made cookies for that. And we decorated a gingerbread house for a contest that they had. And that is what I did. We also recorded Mix Minus on Friday night. So I've gotten into the podcasting a little bit more, but this is my first Geeky Gay back. So anyway, bottom line is if you want to know in the future, you know, if and when I take off time from recording Geeky Gay, obviously if I'm hoarse, if I'm in bed sick and I'm not recording, I can't record a voice thing saying I'm not doing a show. So you can go to Twitter and check, and usually I'll put something there if anything has changed. But unless my voice goes completely away again, I think I'm back. So it should be good. We should be good for this week. I'm trying to think if anything else came up. So my stepfather and my mom decided what the present was going to be for Mark and I for Christmas. And it's funny because I've been thinking about this and have never mentioned it to them, but I wanted a workbench in the garage where, you know, if I'm working on a little project or something, or I'm building a little something, or, you know, Mark likes to work with plants. And so he's repotting all the time and doing stuff like that. I thought, you know, that third slot, we only have two cars. And I thought that third slot would be perfect for some sort of workbench. And randomly, my stepdad the other day said, hey, we were thinking about your present and was wondering if you needed a workbench. I'd like to build one for you. And my stepfather, he owns a handyman business, but he also is He does a lot of carpentry himself, and he's very good at it. And so I'm like, yeah, that would be great. And they said, oh, we can include like a potting section and shelves for, you know, planting materials and stuff like that for Mark. And that can be kind of a group present. And I said, yeah, that would be great. So for the past, I don't know, 3 days or so, my stepdad has been coming over and building this workbench in the garage. And so Mark got his Peloton bike, which our present for each other is going to be a home gym. And he got his bike, but I'm still waiting on my elliptical. And we're going to get that room set up. So, yeah, I know that was a lot of varied stuff, but I'm trying to get you guys up to date. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.